When the roof caved in, the couple was inside the home. Public affairs coordinator for the Park City Fire District, Tricia Hazelrigg, says the couple was given some warning prior to the roof coming down.
They indicated to me that they had heard two loud, like, bangs approximately 30 minutes prior to this happening, and then they heard another really loud one right before it happened. They fortunately were in another section of their home, so neither, you know, they were not injured when it collapsed.
Some reports indicate there was another couple in the home at the time, but KPCW was not able to verify this. However, no injuries occurred.
Because of the collapse, the home is deemed unstable at this point, so to be in the home would be dangerous. As far as the investigation goes, I don't know all the details on the investigation.
The homeowners, along with Park City firefighters, were able to go inside and collect a few personal items before shutting down access to the home entirely. Hazelrigg doesn't know how much snow a roof can hold. She says with the snowfall this year, it is a good safety practice to consider rooftop snow removal. KPCW will be reporting more on snow loads, building code, and safety considerations for homeowners. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.